This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. An emergency national cabinet meeting is addressing the nation's growing domestic violence crisis and the deaths of women across Australia. State and territory leaders will discuss measures to protect women in 2022 to 2023. 34 women were killed by an intimate partner, an increase of 28% on the previous year. Police in Victoria alone have responded to 94,000 incidents in the last 12 months. The state's Family Violence Command Assistant Commissioner, Lauren Calloway, told the Nine Network they see family violence committed every 6 minutes.
I think some of the ways that we need to go back and have a revisit, is perpetrator accountability. All the community marches and outrage we've seen this week is about people's frustration that perpetrators seem to be able to operate with impunity. So all things are on the table when we have these conversations, whether it's law enforcement levers, more support services.
Qantas is investigating an issue with the app after several customers reported being able to view strangers' data. Upon logging onto their own accounts, some customers said they could see the name, upcoming flight details and loyalty points of other people. Qantas has since released a statement saying it is aware of the issue and is considering whether the issue might have been caused by recent system changes. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his forces will invade Rafah despite ongoing negotiations for a ceasefire agreement. Mr. Netanyahu says the offensive into the southern Gaza region is to eliminate the remaining Hamas forces and secure the release of the Israeli hostages captured in October 7 raids. The Commissioner General for the United Nations Relief Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees, Philippe Lazzarini, says the potential attack is causing severe mental health issues to the people in Rafah. Police in London say they don't believe a stabbing attack involving a man wielding a sword is terrorism related. Five people were injured in the attack and a 13-year-old boy has died from his injuries. Metropolitan Police Chief Superintendent Stuart Bell says a 36-year-old man has been taken into custody.
It is with great sadness that I confirm that one of those injured in the incident, a 13-year-old boy, has died from their injuries. He was taken to hospital after being stabbed and sadly died a short while after. We do not believe this to be a targeted attack and we are establishing the circumstances at the moment.
An investigation is underway after fires broke out at two Italian restaurants in Melbourne's northeast. The blazes happened within minutes of each other, the first breaking out at La Porchetta in Taylor's Lakes at 2:45 a.m. on Tuesday and the other breaking out just minutes later at a restaurant in Essendon. Firefighters managed to contain the fire to a small section of the venue and stopped it from spreading to a nearby car wash. Daily Cherry Evans has narrowly avoided what could have been the first ever suspension of his career. The Grade 2 dangerous throw charge was downgraded at the judiciary last night, turning a potential 3-match ban into a $750 fine. It means the Manly halfback will be free to face Canberra on Friday night, while he also remains in contention for a maiden Daily M medal. He told the Nine Network, "It's a relief." And that's SBS News in Easy English.